Can we give our children another round of applause? Thank you, guys. They have practiced throughout multiple weeks for this moment. And so we are thankful that you agreed and that you serve your church in this manner, and we appreciate you. This morning, our scripture lesson is from Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 17. Hear the word of the Lord. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, it was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I want to start by asking, what are you waiting for in this Advent season? What are you waiting for? During Christmas, we can get so distracted by gifts and lights that we forget the real reason for the celebration. So much so that maybe for a time or two in our own lives, there were nights where we waited more eagerly for Santa's return than Jesus' return. In the midst of busyness of the holiday season, it can be so easy for us to miss the plot, forget the big picture. Have you ever had that happen to you in your life, where you let the minor things overshadow the main thing, or getting caught up in details and forgetting the meaning, losing sight of what really matters? When I was growing up back in Korea, we used to play soccer all the time. It was part of our PE exercise in school. When I started out, I was a defender, then I was put into midfield, and then I was finally a forward. And I was so excited because it was the forwards who get to shoot all the goals. And so my goal of the game was to shoot one goal in the game. Well, that didn't happen. But our team won. Everyone was happy. Everyone was excited. But I wasn't. Can you guess why? because I didn't put the goal in. Even though we won, I was not happy because my goal was not to win, but to make a goal that was more important to me than my team winning. But what is the purpose? My desires, my purpose was different from my teammates. And in my selfishness, even though we won, I cannot enjoy it because I didn't get what I wanted. I lost sight of what really mattered because I was not online with my team. Advent is a season of preparation. It is a time of waiting, active and expectant waiting for God's light to break into our darkness. It is also a time that helps us to find realignment with God so that we can recognize and receive God's ultimate gift with true joy on Christmas Day. This is why we are here in worship. This is why we do what we do day in and day out. This is why we read our Bible. This is why we pray. This is why we share love with one another as we wait for that day when God's kingdom come, for God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. When that becomes reality for us. This is the big picture, not just for my gifts, my will, my desires, my salvation, my soul, my happiness, my peace, but for God's kingdom, for God's team, for God's community. We wait for the salvation of all of God's creation. So our scripture turns our journey toward Jerusalem. Remember where we were last week? In Rome. Now we're in Jerusalem. It has always been a city familiar with waiting. Waiting for deliverance. Waiting for promises. Waiting for God to break the silence. In the temple, in a place where people have been waiting for centuries, where a couple invites us to enter the quiet ache and the strange, surprising peace that comes not when everything is fixed, but when God meets them in the middle of their waiting. Luke introduces us to Zechariah, a priest, and Elizabeth, his wife, faithful, righteous, devout, but they bear a deep sorrow. They had no children because Elizabeth was barren and both were getting on in years. They're doing everything right and still waiting. Jerusalem is full of people like this, people who pray faithfully yet still carry disappointment. People who stay obedient but wonder if God really hears them. People who walk in righteousness but still feel the weight of unanswered hopes. And then something remarkable happens. The priest, whose name literally means the Lord remembers, enters the temple on the day God chooses to remember him. For 400 years, God's prophets have been silent. No visions, no angels, no new word. And suddenly, as the incense rises, the angel says, Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Notice what God doesn't say. Your prayer will be answered someday. No. Just that your prayer has been heard. The peace God gives in Advent is not the peace of immediate answers. It is the profound peace of knowing your life is seen, your tears noticed, your prayers gathered and remembered by God. Peace begins when we realize God has not forgotten us. Jerusalem, the city of waiting, receives a message of renewal, not through power or politics or military strength, but through a miracle born to a disappointed couple who thought their story was over. God brings peace, not by changing the world first, but by preparing and changing the hearts of people within it. We find peace not because our situation has changed, but we find peace in the midst of all that is going on. Peace in the Bible is shalom. It means wholeness, harmony, rightness with God, others, and self. It is more than just being calm. It is connection. More than the absence of trouble, it is the presence of God. For Zechariah and Elizabeth, peace didn't mean their waiting ended instantly. Zechariah actually leaves the temple, unable to speak. He is given a silent season. But this silence becomes sacred space, a place where God prepares him to receive the promise. Many of us know that kind of season. Have you ever had a season of unanswered questions? A season of uncertainty, a season where the future is unclear, a season where all you can do is wait. And yet, Advent tells us God meets us in the waiting. Peace is not what we get when we have all the answers. Peace is what God gives us while we wait. Each of us has our own Jerusalem, a place where we are waiting for God to move. Maybe you're waiting for healing. Maybe you're for reconciliation in a strained relationship. Maybe for clarity in confusion. Maybe for a prayer you've whispered for years. Unlike Zechariah, maybe you are here today, but it has been years since your prayers have gone unanswered. And now you're just going through the motions, serving faithfully, but without expecting that God will actually show up and do something different. Advent speaks into those quiet, hidden, tender places and reminds us, do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard. Even now, God is preparing something for you. Even now, God is working toward peace. Even now, God is shaping a future you cannot yet see. The story of Christmas does not begin with angels singing in Bethlehem. It begins in silence. It begins in waiting. It begins with an old priest standing in a quiet temple, receiving a word of peace. As we travel toward Bethlehem this Advent, I want us to carry this truth with us. Peace is not the end of waiting. Peace is the presence of God within it. Peace is realizing that God is with us even in the unanswered prayers in the silence. Let that be an encouragement for us to continue to pray to God, for God hears all that you say. But I do want to point out one last thing about this text that people can easily miss. Remember my soccer story? I want to remind everyone that God wasn't just fulfilling the wishes of an elderly couple. There was more at stake than granting somebody's wish. John the Baptist wasn't just a blessing to his parents, to Zechariah and Elizabeth, but his purpose was to bless people by preparing them for the Lord. That the hope in Zechariah and Elizabeth's story was a part of God's bigger story, bigger plan of hope. So while we wait, I invite you not only to pray, but to ask ourselves, how does our longing, what we have been praying for, fit into God's bigger purpose? The temple was the place where prayers were sometimes answered, but most of the time it was where people gathered to wait and pray, come, Lord Jesus. As you hurry on your way to Christmas, take time to pause and pray. May your hearts be realigned with God's and make your requests known to God. And may you find the answer to the question, what are you waiting for? What are we really waiting for? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.